Week 1, Monday, Matins. Please, Master, open my lips, and my mouth will sing your praises. Psalm 95. Let us approach the Master with praise and gratitude. Come, let us sing Yahweh a song. Let us shout our joy to the Rock who keeps us safe. Let us come to Him with thanks and sing loud, happy psalms to Him. Let us approach the Master with praise and gratitude. Because Yahweh is a great God, the great King over all the gods. The deep abysses of the earth belong to Him, and the mountain tops are His as well. The sea is His, because He made it, and so is the land His hands have formed. Let us approach the Master with praise and gratitude. So come, let us bow down in worship, kneeling before Yahweh, who made us too. Because He is our God, and we are the people in His pasture, the sheep His hand leads on. Let us approach the Master with praise and gratitude. Today is the day for you to listen to His voice. Do not dig in your heels as you did at Meribah, as you acted on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers provoked me and tormented me, though they had seen what I had done. Let us approach the Master with praise and gratitude. For 40 years I put up with that crowd, saying, they are a people with wandering hearts, with no idea of what I expect of them. And so I swore in my exasperation, they will not enter my rest. Let us approach the Master with praise and gratitude. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Let us approach the Master with praise and gratitude. Again my life begins, although it had not ceased. The past is dead, but still it's there. My waking births a thousand births, my hair is gray with them. Yet I am still the lad I am no more, and every day I add onto this self I drag through time. I wear my years like clothes, except I cannot tear them off. The eyesore of it drives me mad. How to escape this self-made wreck? I fear there is no hope, it is beyond my strength. But there is a different birth outside of time, where present swallows past, and in sublime totality my soul will learn at length that He knows how to wipe off every tear. First Nocturne. Please show me your mercy, Master, and keep me safe. Psalm 6. Yahweh, please do not shout at me in your anger, or slap me in the heat of your annoyance. Please have mercy on me, Yahweh. It is that I am weak. So please cure me, Yahweh. My bones are trembling, and my very soul is quaking. And you, Yahweh, how long will it be? Come back, Yahweh. Rescue me, please. Save me, if only because of your mercy. Because no one remembers you in death, and who is there to praise you out of a grave? I have exhausted myself with wailing. All night long I make my bed swim by drowning my pillow in tears, and my eyes are worn away with grief. They have grown old because of my enemies. But now get away from me, you good-for-nothings, because Yahweh has heard the sound of my sobs. Yahweh listened to my pleas, and Yahweh will answer my prayers. All my enemies are to be routed and run away, not knowing where to turn. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please show me your mercy, Master, and keep me safe. The poor are not alone in their misery. God is there to help them. Psalm 9, Part 1. All your praises, Yahweh, will be sung with my whole heart, as I tell of all the marvels you have done. Better. I will celebrate you and make you my joy as I sing my praise to you, Supreme Being. Come, look at my enemies retreating, how they stumble and die before your face, because you are the one who upholds my rights and my defense. You sat on the bench and judged me fairly. You condemned the Gentiles and doomed the outlaws and wiped out their names for all eternity. So, my enemies, destruction is destroyed forever. And you have demolished their cities, and even the memory of them has vanished. But Yahweh will remain for all eternity, there on the bench He has set up to judge us. He will provide honest decisions for the world, and hand down a just verdict upon its people. And Yahweh will be a haven for the oppressed, a safe harbor in their times of trouble. Those who know your name will be able to trust you, because you, Yahweh, never abandon anyone who looks for you. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The poor are not alone in their misery. God is there to help them. I will be the herald of your praises, Master, wherever Zion's people gather. Part 2. Sing praises to Yahweh, whose home is on Zion. Proclaim what he has done among his own. As he takes vengeance for their blood, he remembers them. He has not forgotten the cries of the little people. But please pity me too, Yahweh, and see the trouble I am in from those who hate me, since you are the one who pulls me out of death's doorway, so that I can give voice to all your praises in the gates of your daughter Zion, full of joy in your rescue of me. Because the Gentiles fell into the pit they dug. They caught their own feet in the net they laid. And Yahweh revealed himself in the sentence he issued, as these corrupt men were snared in the traps they set themselves. Evil people are to go down beneath the earth with all the nations that forget God. No, those in need will not forever be unnoticed, and the hopes of the poor will not always die. Wake up, Yahweh. Do not let men win. Bring the Gentiles to trial in your court. Strike terror into them, Yahweh, and then the Gentiles will know they are only human. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I will be the herald of your praises, Master, wherever Zion's people gather. Please give me insight to know your will, and then I will cherish it in my heart.